I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. What is the Bible saying here? Well, first off, here is the example. The example is in drinking a beverage. Spew or spit out of my mouth is what he's saying. Okay? And he gives the example of cold or hot. Now, why does he say cold or hot? Well, because of the fact a lot of beverages taste very good cold. Coca-Cola, you probably want cold. Iced tea, you want cold. Right? Lemonade, you want cold. A lot of drinks taste good, very cold. Right? Or even like at coffee places, there's the cold frappuccino option, right? But then a lot of drinks taste good hot. Hot coffee, hot tea. But look, when you go to a coffee shop and you ask for a drink, they're going to ask you cold or hot. They don't ask you lukewarm. You know why? Because nobody likes lukewarm coffee. You're going to spew it out of your mouth. You get a cold drink, and then all of a sudden you let it sit for an hour, all of a sudden it's not good anymore. It doesn't even matter how much sugar's in it. Or if you get a hot coffee, it tastes good, and then you let it sit for too long, and then you drink it, you're like, Kadiri, it's gross, right? Nobody likes the lukewarm option. Let me ask you a question. In this example, is cold a good thing or a bad thing? It's a good thing, right? Because the way this is often preached is cold is like really bad and hot is like great, on fire for God, dead as a doornail, doing nothing, never coming to church, never reading the Bible, and lukewarm is like the Eutychus, half in and half out. That's not the example given in the Bible. The lukewarm Christian is 100% out, okay? Because cold is good. It's not bad. Because think about this logically. Would it really make sense to say, instead of coming to church every other week, I wish you just never came to church at all. Instead of reading the Bible every other day, I wish you just never read the Bible. Now, actually, I would rather you come to church every other week than you never come to church. I would rather you read the Bible every other day than you never read the Bible. Now, here's the thing, though. I hope you read the Bible every day. I hope you come to church every week. I hope you're zealous for soul winning every week. But what I'm saying is the lukewarm in this example, it's not half in or half out. It's actually all the way out. And if you have a different opinion, that's fine. But the next verse, I believe, confirms what I'm saying. Because notice what it says in Revelation 3, verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with... I mean, he says rich and poor. He doesn't have the in-between option. You're in between rich and poor. No, no, no. He's saying you're all the way at this end. Okay? But it mentions poor here, and I'm fine if you have a different opinion, that's fine. But what I'm saying is, the example given here is someone who thinks they know everything. They think they have everything. They think they have it all put together, and he's like, you're blind. You think you can see, but you're not walking in the light of God. You're walking in blindness and darkness, and you don't even realize it. You think that you're rich and have everything, and you're actually poor, you have nothing. That's what he's saying. And here's the thing, step one to really being taught and growing is realizing I'm not that special.